Now, I want to talk about the print-on-demand channel. We just had a look at how the print-on-demand system works, and now I want to talk about some of the players you're going to run into in this field. I'm really going to pretty much concentrate on two companies here. The first one is CreateSpace. Now, CreateSpace is a division of Amazon. And Amazon obviously is the world's largest online retailer. So a lot of the relationships you have when you establish an account at CreateSpace are also going to pass through to your relationships with Amazon. Now, Amazon represents the vast majority of sales for many self-publishers, so you have to factor that into your decision-making process. Now, CreateSpace operates as a separate entity. And they offer a full suite of services and a very friendly website. And it's really a great company. I've been very happy with CreateSpace. I have an account there myself, and I also have a relationship with CreateSpace, which I've had for a couple of years, where I provide content to their community education forums. Now, one of the nice things about CreateSpace is that they have stuff like community education forums, and they go out and recruit people to write articles. There's a huge amount of activity. They have tens of thousands of customers, and these forums are a really great place to find out stuff or get answers to questions, or people who have done exactly what you're doing, but they've maybe a little bit farther along the road than you are, and may have just figured out how to do exactly whatever it is you're trying to do. So that's a great resource. And they are also oriented to dealing with self-publishers. It's really a site for authors. They also do music and stuff, but just concentrating on their book, print-on-demand book distribution. You know, they're really, really set up for authors. For instance, if you need services like editing or cover design, or interior layout, you can actually buy those services at CreateSpace. You don't have to. This is not like a self-publishing company where they're going to try and sell you a package and publish your book and try and sell you back books. CreateSpace is really much more of a print-on-demand distributor with added services for those people who want to use them, but there's no compunction. And in fact, you can go through the whole CreateSpace publishing experience without spending hardly any money at all. So I like to send single book authors to CreateSpace. It makes their entry into print-on-demand publishing a lot easier, and it's just set up to make it easy to step you through the process and to help you out along the way. Now, I mentioned their active user forums, and that's a great thing. And you don't have to be restricted to when you publish at CreateSpace to just distributing your books through Amazon only. You can do it that way, or you can choose to go into their pro plan and you'll have expanded distribution, they call it, which basically puts you into the Ingram distribution feed. Now, Ingram Book Company, as we've talked many times, is a national wholesaler kind of distributor, whatever you want to call it. And they're the ones that many bookstores use to order books wholesale. So by printing at CreateSpace, you can also get into that. Now, the thing is that at CreateSpace, you have to watch out for your discounts. And we've seen through the last few lessons how crucial these discounts really are to your making money as a publisher. And so understanding and knowing how to work with discounts is really important. Now, CreateSpace changes their plans every once in a while. And I don't know the exact day you're going to be watching this video or listening to this lesson, so I'm not going to start to give you exact specifics. What I can tell you is that Amazon, when you publish with CreateSpace, you have to give a minimum 40% discount. Now, we've talked about that several times, about that being the standard retail discount. And depending on which plan you go into and how your books are sold, your discount may ratchet up to 60%, which means you're only getting 40% of the retail price. That would be $4 on a $10 book. So you want to be careful and know what you're doing, and I'm going to describe some different strategies to you when we finish going through these. vendors, and you'll see how these things come into play. Now, one of the great things about CreateSpace is that you can use their ISBN choices, and they offer a pretty full range. I hope you can see that well enough. They offer a pretty good range of ISBN ways to go with your ISBN. And the reason I really like this is because many people who are getting into self-publishing don't really have a lot of money. And if that's you and you were looking for places to save money, this is a way to save money because you can see that right at the top here we have a free ISBN that CreateSpace will give you. Now, that restricts how your book is sold. And if you take that free ISBN, then CreateSpace is going to be shown as your, as the publisher of record for that book. And that's because those ISBNs belong to CreateSpace. They're just giving you one for free to use. And you can sell your book through Amazon and in the expanded distribution channel. But you can't then take that book with that ISBN and go to a, like another company. So if you decide you don't like CreateSpace for some reason, you know, that ISBN is going to stay there, and even if your book leaves. So that may or may not be worth that cost to you. And you can step through these various choices. You have watched the ISBN videos. You know what the ISBN involves and how it connects with your publisher record and the books and print database. And you can also go for this $10 ISBN, but you're then restricted to not being able to sell throughout the expanded distribution channel. And for $99, you can buy an ISBN that you can use anywhere. And that is the equivalent of having your own ISBN, because you will be listed as the publisher of record. And you can take that with you if you leave CreateSpace, and you can sell through most of the expanded distribution channel, but maybe not all of it. And then your final choice is just provide your own ISBN. This is what I would do if I was publishing CreateSpace, because I already own my ISBNs. Now, when you own your ISBN, obviously you can do whatever you want with that book. You can go to CreateSpace somewhere else. It doesn't matter. And you control your own listings in the books and print database. Now, CreateSpace doesn't offer some things, like at the current time, they don't offer hardcover books, for instance. So if you want to do a hardcover book as a print-on-demand publication, CreateSpace wouldn't even be in the running because they don't offer that service. They do print color books, and I've seen them, and they're quite serviceable. They're really good for kind of instruction manuals and things like that. They're not for fine art photography or art reproduction. And CreateSpace does their reporting quite well. They also have, I have to say, really great customer service. So if you have problems, they will get on the phone with you and help you work it out. And let me tell you, when you're in something like book publishing, that can be a really big benefit. So that's a little bit about CreateSpace, and they're a really great resource for you. Let's look at the other big print-on-demand vendor, and that is Lightning Source. Now, Lightning Source is owned by the Ingram Book Company, the big wholesaler. So you can see that CreateSpace and Lightning Source are coming at the print-on-demand situation from two entirely different directions, one from retail and the other from wholesale. And that has a lot to do with what these companies are like, even what their websites look like, how they treat their customers. It pervades the whole company. So this is not a simple apples-to-apples comparison when you're trying to decide between these two companies. Now, Lightning Source is basically a business-to-business company. In other words, their main clients are big publishers, and they're selling the books from the big publishers to bookstores and other retailers, online retailers. So it's strictly business-to-business. Their website is not set up to provide services or help or articles or information about book publishing or phone call support to help you figure out what you should do. They do have great customer service reps, but they're really oriented to dealing with businesses. So if you go to Lightning Source and you say, I'm an author and I want to publish here, they'll say, you know, well, please go someplace like Lulu or CreateSpace. That's where authors go. This company is for publishers. Now, having said that, if you approach Lightning Source and you say, hey, I'm a publisher and I want to publish there, they're going to say, hey, great, come on, sign up and let's get going. So it's all in how you present yourself. And if you are looking at a long-term career as a publisher, you should seriously consider using Lightning Source. They do a lot of the printing of backlist books for big publishers, and they're probably the largest supplier of print-on-demand in the book industry. They're also expanding overseas quite aggressively. Now, I've published through Lightning Source and put many clients through their process, and one of the great things you get is that your book is automatically distributed by Ingram, which is the biggest book wholesaler in the country, and it goes onto the Ingram feed that every bookstore wants and needs to have. Now, one of the other great things about Lightning Source is that you get to set your own discount, but here, instead of 40%, you can go as low as 20%. Now, 20% discount is known as a short discount because it is less than the average retail discount. Now, as it happens, this really represents a great solution, or it used to represent a great solution to self-publishers because you could publish at Lightning Source and supply Amazon, and you only had to give them 20% discount. And we will talk about what happened with that when we reach the bottom here, the Amazon problem. You can also distribute through Lightning Source straight to the UK and beyond simply by clicking a box, signing a second contract, and that's all it takes. Your book will be available to a lot of people like to buy English language books through the UK division of Lightning Source, so you get much wider distribution and your book will sell there as well. Here's an example of their pricing, and I think we're pretty familiar with this by now. But what I want to point out here is that Lightning Source actually has two separate prices, and sometimes people get very confused about this. And the two prices work this way. They charge one price for orders that come in from retailers to fill print-on-demand requests. So if a client goes to and presses the button on bn.com and says, yeah, I want that book, and they print that book, it's going to cost you to print it $3.50. Now, if you call up Lightning Source and say, hey, send me a copy of the book, it's going to cost you more. The ones sent direct to the publisher, they charge more for. And you can see on the sample book, it's $3.50 for print on demand and $3.90 to have it shipped directly to you. Now, Lightning Source also provides fulfillment service. If you print there, obviously, you don't have to inventory anything because it's printed on demand for the orders, but they will also drop ship for you. And they'll do all that packing the book and taking it to the post office. Of course, they have the truck come right to their plant, so it makes it a lot easier for them. And they'll do that for a very small fee. So that really gives you the opportunity to have them drop ship for you to clients. And it provides you a way of filling orders and doing your own fulfillment without having to buy Jiffy bags and set up a table as a taping station and wrapping and all that stuff. Now, the Amazon problem. Let's talk about that. Now, what happened was when Print on Demand got started and Lightning Store started up and Amazon became a big seller, people worked out that Amazon would pick up any book that was printed at Lightning Source because it would go on the Ingram feed. And Amazon, in their desire to have every book ever made in every edition, be the world's bookstore, wanted to have every book. So even though you went to Lightning Source and set your discount at 20%, Amazon would still carry the book. And they might not discount it that much, but they were still selling it. So you had a situation where you were actually retailing the book and getting 80% back. Now, that's pretty incredible, and it was a really sweet deal. And several people made a lot of money doing that, and other people made a lot of money writing books about how to do it and selling those books to other self-publishers, and it was very sweet. And it worked for several years. And last year, it stopped working. And the situation got broken by Amazon because Amazon decided that instead of having the print-on-demand vendors like Lightning Source print and ship the books, that instead they would go more to an inventory model where they would just order X number of books, which could be 3 books or 5 books or 10 books, whatever it is, from Lightning Source and Lulu and other third-party print-on-demand vendors, and they would put them into their own warehouses. Now, Amazon is building warehouses all the time. They have millions and millions of square feet of warehouse space. They're the world's leading fulfillment place, probably. So they figured, you know, if we put it into our fulfillment system, then it'll cost us less money to fulfill these orders. But guess what? It kind of broke that whole print-on-demand thing, because now they have to order your books when they run out. And their ordering is run by computer formulas known as algorithms. And sometimes they don't order them for a few weeks. So here's the Amazon problem. If you have, and this applies to some books, but not all books. If you have a book at Amazon and it's printed by Lightning Source or another third-party print-on-demand vendor, you can find yourself in the situation where your book shows up on Amazon and it's not available. It'll say ships in 1 to 3 weeks or 2 to 4 weeks. Now, let's face it, that can be a pretty big order killer because people want their stuff now. If yours isn't available, they'll just go along to the next one that is available. They don't care why it isn't available. So 2 to 4 weeks, 1 to 3 weeks, that doesn't work. Then if you watch, they'll order the books, and then they'll be available and for sale today, like every other book. And then gradually the stock will diminish, and you'll go back into this waiting cycle. And it goes up and down, up and down. And that pretty much broke that whole short discount print-on-demand model. And now I really have a lot of trouble recommending to people, particularly single book self-publishers, that they go to Lightning Source. I don't think it's a good solution right now. Unless something happens to fix this broken short discount distribution scheme, I now recommend most people go to CreateSpace directly. At CreateSpace, your books will always be available on Amazon. You are going to have to give up an extra 20%. And that's just the way it is. If you want to have that always available status, give up the 20%, go to CreateSpace. If for some reason your financial model depends on getting that short discount to 20%, go to Lightning Source and you'll just have to put up with the occasional shortages in your stocking. Now, there are many other people in the digital printing and print-on-demand field. Lulu is the original print-on-demand vendor, and they're still going strong. I just talked to the people at Lulu, and they tell me they're doing 20,000 books a month, so obviously a lot of people like them. I don't have a tremendous amount of experience with Lulu, but they do print-on-demand, and they will set up a storefront for you and also run your book through all the retailers. Now, Blurb is another digital printer that does beautiful, beautiful four-color books. We talked about them a lot when we were talking about printing strategies. And there's lots of other players in the digital printing business. There's BookLocker that does a lot. And, you know, I basically concentrate mostly on CreateSpace and Lightning Source because I think that between the two of them, they really represent the best choices for most self-publishers. Now, keep in mind that with print-on-demand, even though you're giving a big discount and even though print-on-demand has become very ordinary now in the book publishing industry, there are still bookstores that have a deep-seated prejudice against print-on-demand, probably because in the early days of print-on-demand, these books frequently were not very good. Just let's say it right out. And you could recognize them. They kind of looked a little slick and cheap. Now, they don't look that way anymore. Print-on-demand's come a long way, and I think the print-on-demand books we have now are really just fine. But there are still people who won't order those books. They're not going to be distributed directly into the bookstore. The best you can usually do for print-on-demand is that they're available through either Ingram or Baker & Taylor, and almost all bookstores in the United States are ordering from Ingram, Baker & Taylor, or both. So if you're running an event and you're on the expanded distribution plan at CreateSpace or you're publishing at Lightning Source, You can always go to the manager or the buyer at the bookstore and say, look, my books are available from Ingram or Baker & Taylor. Just look them up on your computer and you'll see them there. And they'll be able to order books in for a special event. And that about does it for print on demand. It's a fantastic model. It works just beautifully when you get it set up right. And if you have books your audience wants and they like buying online, I highly recommend it.